Maseches Maaseh Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah deals with the question of what happens if, even though I'm buying things with Maaseh Sheni money, which is holy, at the same time there will be a byproduct which is not necessarily holy. What do I have to do with that money? Do I have to sell that again to buy more Maaseh Sheni? So, for example, a person lokeach behema livzivchei shlomim. I buy a behema, I buy a large animal, a cow, for example, with my Maaseh Sheni money, and I use it as a shlomim, which is permissible. So then I have leftover skin from my animal. Am I allowed to use that skin, or does that skin have Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and I need to go sell it, or actually redeem it with Maaseh Sheni money, and go out and buy more to eat, or not? For that matter, Chaya Levasar, Levasar Taiva, or if I buy a Chaya, a smaller animal, with that same type of Maaseh Sheni money, Yatzar Lechulin. The skin is mine, even though I bought it with my Sushani money, and that the skin has monetary value. Afal Pichin doesn't make a difference. The skin is mine to keep. It does not have my Sushani Kedusha on it. The Mishnah continues. Kadayin Sussumos. Closed barrels of wine. Makom Shadarkan Limacher Sussumos. In a place where you sell whole barrels of wine. Yeah. Yatza kankan lechulin. So I have the barrel. The barrel goes to chulin. The barrel is not Maaseh Sheni, just like the skin of the animal is not Maaseh Sheni. It goes in v'shkedim yatza v'klipeim lechulin. Then the same nuts, their skin or their shell also goes out to chulin. Hatemed shalohechmitz enu nilkach v'kesef maaser. Mishehechmitz nilkach v'kesef maaser. Well, so then finally, unfermented wine is not bought with Maaseh Sheni money. However, once it ferments, it can be bought with Maaseh Sheni money. Parak Aleph Mishnah Dad Maseches Maaseh Sheni. Alokech Chaya Lezivchei Shlomim Behema Levasu Taiva Lo Yatzah Ha'or Lechulin. If a person buys a small animal for a shlomim offering, now one of these small animals you can't actually use as a korban, and as a result the entire animal becomes hektish, and you know, so then the skin is not usable for chulin. The cost is once again subsumed into the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni, and you have to use that again for Maaseh Sheni expenditure. Behema labaser taiva lo yatzah ha'or lechulin, or for that matter, a person uses the money to buy a behema for just plain eating, which the psukim say is not the optimal use for Maaseh Sheni. As a result, the entire animal is nilkach with Maaseh Sheni money, and therefore the skin still is the kedusha, and you need to take that money then and use it for more Maaseh Sheni food. Mishnah continues in contradistinction to the previous Mishnah. Kare yayin psuchos osasumos machem shedarkan limache psuchos. In a place where I don't normally get the whole deal of buying the barrel and the wine in it together, I have to bring my own container, as it were. Such a case, the Maaseh Sheni is also buying the barrel, and the barrel still has Maaseh Sheni Kedusha, and therefore I need to go and use that money for for more Maaseh Sheni. Lo yatzuch kan kan l'chulin. Mishnah continues. Sali zeisim v'sali anavim imakli. Baskets of oil, of olives, and grapes that are bought with their baskets. Lo yatzu demea hakeli l'chulin. You cannot use the value of those baskets for chulin. Again, they retain their Maaseh Sheni Kedusha.